Hi, K-Watchers, it's Leanne.
Hi, everyone, it's Juliette. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have Singles Inferno episodes 3 and 4. Two jam-packed episodes. Intentions are declared and missteps abound as our cast members navigate log runs and fire pits. Plus, we get a new cast member with a twist. Let's dive in. Hello, Juliette. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you? Today I get to ask you.
You've got your hair clips in. You look like Xi'an.
Like what?
You look like Xi'an on the plane home from her paradise date.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a dig.
When she put that clip in on her helicopter home from paradise with Teo, I was like, oh, she doesn't care. Like, she's too comfortable with Teo already.
Right.
Like, if you cared about the guy, you wouldn't, like, wear your curlers on the helicopter.
Was it a curler?
No, it was like a clip, but it was like a...
Yeah, it's like a salon clip. It's not like a cute clip. But I think it was to keep her hair in place because otherwise it would fly all over the place.
But still.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're trying to impress somebody.
Right.
You're not wearing your
clips. She would have sprayed that whole thing with Aquanet if she was with Cheongsu.
Exactly. Anyway, that's just a little toe dip into the episodes that we're going to be talking about today. Otherwise, how am I? I'm pretty good. I'm pretty busy. You must be happy. Your long dreaded descent into social media blackness with the TikTok ban lasted,
my
what, 12 hours?
To the CCP?
With 12 hours it lasted? All of that drama, all of that. I mean, do you guys look at yourself and just how many TikToks were made about how, you know, how like everyone's life was going to be over and then literally 12 hours
later?
Well,
I don't look at ourselves. I look at the company. I look at the CEO. I look at Trump. I look at billionaire CEOs. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And the comparison is like somebody's breaking up with you. And they're just like, it's you. It's not me. Can't handle you. You're heartbroken. Just one more time, please. Can we have closure? Nope. Disappear. And then literally overnight, they have a change of heart and they come begging back. And you're just like, I have the ick. I have the ick from this whole situation. And I had a very peaceful 12 hours, to be honest.
Oh,
I was like,
interesting.
You know what? I barely even looked at my phone. I felt actually kind of
freed.
I felt so free, so calm. And then...
Oh, here we go. I thought it was too good to be true.
Well, I didn't even actively seek it out. You know, like what had happened was, I don't know if you got this, but I'm driving and I get this like blaring alert. I mean, it didn't make a sound, but it made an alert. And it was like, TikTok is back.
Who said that? TikTok?
TikTok.
You have notifications on?
I got a notification.
That's on you. You have your notifications on for TikTok? Like you get pinged every time you like,
what?
I don't know.
You don't get pinged? I've turned my notifications off for Instagram because I don't care about that. But TikTok, of course.
Oh, no.
Because I have some videos that people will comment. My friends will send me stuff and I have to see that stuff.
No. You can't live like that.
But I was okay. You know, I've moved on.
Yeah.
I don't need you anymore. I was ready for Xiao Hongshu. What are you doing? And then... To be honest, it's really turned me off to the point where, I mean, I'm still going to stroll, but. And my cousin texted me today. She said she got a new phone and she can't download TikTok anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That is
so
the
something's
universe.
Going on, but I'm kind of over it. Those 12 hours were a reprieve and.
It's better for you. It's okay.
Wanting to live. I want to get my life back.
Yeah, I can't believe you live with notifications on. That is not a way to live.
But,
that is just, you cannot live like that with the phone.
But do you
constant.
Have notifications for Instagram?
No, of course not. Absolutely not. I don't even have notifications on for Gmail.
So
like
then you just go on, but you go on frequently like enough that like you'll see your messages.
No, I mean, I don't have very many interactions on Instagram even. Like, I don't even get notifications on my text messages, really. I don't have pings on my phone.
Oh,
because I cannot live like that.
Oh, I got to keep that on.
No, like, that is the drug. That is the Pavlovian response that they're driving out of you.
Well, it's the dopamine hit.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
No, you cannot.
I enjoy that.
No, the dopamine is surging with every ping, and then the lows are too low because it's depleting your dopamine on a daily basis. Look, all I'm glad about is that maybe we won't have to talk about this every week now. Like, can we just put this behind us?
Yes. Let's put it behind us. I'm over it. You know, Lunar New Year is coming up. Do you guys do anything special for that?
My little one has, I'm successfully indoctrinating her and bringing her onto the China side of this house because I've lost my older one to Korea.
She's obsessed with Korea.
She's duolingoing Korean on her own.
Ugh, love it.
Doing her own streak. I've lost her. Fine. Goodbye.
She loves doenjang jjigae. You've lost her. There's no coming back from that.
Good riddance. Okay. But my little one, I got her into Chinese summer camp last year. So she's on my side. Yeah. She's so indoctrinated. We were over in Monterey for the weekend and we're just walking around and she just starts singing songs she learned last summer.
Was it Shang Xing Zhang? No, Shang Xing Zhang.
She's not learning TikTok songs. She sings a song called The Dream of Camel Bell in Chinese and it just is in her. And so she's forcing me to decorate our home with lanterns. So if you noticed,
that was her. I saw the lanterns and I just assumed that was you.
No, I had to go buy them. Target right now has some cute Lunar New Year stuff.
I'm sure none of it is Korean, so I'm not even going to try.
It's they have little xiaolongbao dipping cups.
Oh, cute.
They're pretty cute. They've got some bowls and they've got these lanterns. And yeah, they're not overtly Chinese, but they're obviously Chinese. Yeah. Although I did see Mickey and Minnie were dressed up for Lunar New Year at Disneyland.
With hanboks.
And they were wearing hanboks. So there you go.
Well, they know their audience in Orange County.
Yeah. And so we'll probably have dumplings and that's about it. I'm trying to go into her classroom, but I probably won't have time. So the little second graders will not get a lesson in Lunar New Year this year. But yeah, how about you guys?
I don't know if this is true for your husband, but we've never celebrated Lunar New Year growing up.
In Korea, they celebrate it big time.
They do. Mm-hmm. I think it's something to do with Korean immigrants typically being business owners when they immigrated. So they didn't shut down for Lunar New Year. So we just celebrated on New Year's Day, January 1st. Whereas I think in Korea, January 1st is not as big of a deal as the Lunar New Year holiday. Frankly, I have never known what it was about. And only recently, there's been this resurgence to imbue the next generation with our culture. So there is more of this pressure. But I asked my husband, I was like, should we have a Lunar New Year party at our house? He's like, no. Just shut that down immediately. And I was like, yeah, but I feel like for the
what,
sake
what
of-
What would you do for your Lunar New Year party?
Well, just everybody would make dumplings. Oh, okay. You know, I don't know. As a way to
do something cultural.
Yeah, cultural, and make my children feel like they're a part of, you know, some culture.
Would you only invite Asians to your little party?
Yeah, that was what I was saying. I was like, we could only invite the Korean people we know, or we could just invite all white people and be like, we're going to force this down your throat.
If you were to only invite the Korean people you know, you'd have 2.5 little children at your party.
Yes, it'll be your child, the other full Korean kid, one other half Korean kid that my son is friends with, and that's it.
That's about it. That would be a little sad little party, but at least everyone would get a lot of dumplings.
But now the dumplings are so good, I wouldn't even want to make them myself.
I know. I'm really trying to get my daughters to cut their hair before Chinese New Year. It's a whole thing.
In my very short TikTok scroll today, there was a girl who's Taiwanese and she's like, these are all the things you're not supposed to be doing. On the day of Lunar New Year.
Yeah, you have to do it all before.
I had not known about any of these, but she was like, you can't get your hair cut. Mm-mm. Can't be cleaning, taking the trash mm-mm, out. Mm-mm. What else?
You're supposed to start the new year having cleaned your house. All the bad luck comes out, right?
Right.
And then you have to start fresh. So you have to start with a fresh new haircut. You have to start with new clothes. So it's like you walk into the new year with your best self. You don't want to do it
I love that.
Yeah. Because it's a 2-week period, so
to prepare.
Yeah, to prepare. So yeah, so it's one way to get Chinese women to clean their house. Might be the only way.
So there is this theory that Chinese men are much more domestic than the Chinese women are. Is that a cultural thing, or is it just something that we've been
Your Korean mothers
Korean
have
people,
told you?
Yeah. This is what Korean mother-in-law say, that so that the Korean boys do not end up with Chinese women.
Oh, 100%. I don't want to tell you what my Chinese mother told me about Korean boys when I was growing up, so I wouldn't end up with one. Yes. So I think it's all relative because compared to Korean men, of course, Chinese men are domesticated.
Yes, right.
Because they will like
they're on the trad wife extreme.
Yes, exactly. They're the trad wife, but the opposite, right? And so Chinese men like cook.
Yes.
It's not like my dad is a great cook, and it's definitely, he definitely did not cook much during my life, but he is a good cook and he like knows how to sew. Mm. And so he'd be the one to like help me hem my pants when I was growing up, and like tutoring, like homework, like my dad tutored me basically in high school, right? So there's a lot of things that I think Chinese dads do that Korean dads like,
yeah, I mean, so interesting how, I mean, it is relative and I'm sure is not broadly true across every single family, but most Korean families I know, the dad is absent in the kitchen, doesn't know how to like boil water.
Right.
Doesn't do anything related to the house or really relevant to the children.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess that's just it's like a cultural thing.
And then relatively, the Chinese girls also. I mean, like, I won't speak for everybody, but me, myself, personally, like, not the best cook, not the best, I'm not, definitely not a good cleaner. My mom would also say that, right, like, of herself. And so, comparatively to the Koreans I know who are just, like, fucking scrubbing their house every day, yeah, like, we're just.
Yeah, that is now me.
That's you.
That is now me.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, but so stereotypes are stereotypes and
sure,
they're true, I guess, in some cases. But I think your husband and my husband have really broken the cycle.
As Korean men.
Yes. And so we got lucky in that
Much
way.
Much to the chagrin of their own mothers.
Oh, my gosh. My husband, before his mother came this time, I was out of town. And so he like organized our kitchen.
Oh.
Like the drawers and everything.
Oh,
it's
what
usually
a gift.
A mess. So he spent hours and organized everything. It's amazing. When his mom comes, and she notices because she's in the kitchen a lot, he tells her, I did it.
Okay, well, see, that was the wrong move.
No, because nothing would be gained by him telling her that he did it because it looks bad on me.
He said that you did it.
Yeah. He says, oh, I did it.
I thought you were saying that he claimed credit for it, which, I mean, he did do it, but I was saying he should not have done that. He should have said, you did it. But that is what happened. Smart man.
He is a smart man, right? Yes. Because there's nothing to be gained by him telling his own mother.
Absolutely not.
Right. But I don't think a Chinese mom reacts that way. At least my mom wouldn't. Like, so yeah, it's just interesting. He's broken the cycle, but he still has to pretend.
He has to lie about it, right?
Ironic is it that he's doing housework, but he has to lie to his mom about doing housework. That is the irony of it.
And then
I don't do the housework. And I get all the credit.
Oh, that's amazing. What a win-win.
It's very clear I didn't do it, though, when she asks me, hey, where's this thing? I'm like, all right, I should know because I was
like, oh, I moved so many things I cannot remember.
Or I'll default to, oh, I threw it away. Or I gave it away. She really likes that also, that we've like
purged
and we don't take too much stuff on. So, yeah, this is all the games we play with our parents.
God.
One thing that has made my week is the show Chef in My Fridge on Netflix.
Ah, we talked about this early on when we were recapping Culinary Class Wars.
Yes.
Because one of the chefs, like that really well-known older, he wasn't that old, but he was like very BDE chef, Choi Hyun-suk, he was introduced as a judge or contestant.
Yeah, so you had mentioned that you're people bring out their fridge and they have to cook it. And I was like, oh, that sounds really dumb. It is so fun. So on this revamp, I guess, Choi Hyun-suk is back. So he is from Culinary Wars. And then the three guys, I think they were originally back. So I think the format of it was that they would get a celebrity's fridge.
Right.
They would open it and then there's some challenge and then they get 15 minutes to battle each other to see who can cook the ingredients the best. And then the celebrity picks it, right? Choi Hyun-suk is back. He's still a cook, but we have Culinary Class Wars chefs now as their opponents. And so we're getting to watch those guys cook too. It's really fun. So if you guys are looking for something light on Netflix, that's a good one.
Well, you had mentioned this to me a few days ago. So I tried to watch it, But as you had mentioned, there was so much talking and I was just like not in the mood to be, you know, reading the subtitles and listening to them talk. And I really wanted to see them cook. So I couldn't get past it. But you said it was really funny.
There's just a lot of goofing off. They're just, they're teasing each other. But yes, if you want to see cooking, the cooking is probably 20% of the show. Yeah. And the rest of it is just goofing off.
The little bit that I saw was Choi Hyun-suk making fun of Edward Lee for his Korean. Because in Culinary Class Wars, he's saying, you know, I am bibimbap. You know, I'm like mixed up, but his accent is very Americanized. And I mean, that was definitely funny.
You know what I did try was I tried When the Stars Gossip, which is the new Korean drama with...
There are some big names in that.
Yeah, huge.
Lee Min-ho is in it.
Mm-hmm. And the woman from When the Camellia Blooms.
Yes.
She's very famous.
Kong Hyo-jin, she's really famous. And she's also known to be a part of like a really tight girl gang, if you will. You know, just like she has some friends who are all very famous and they're always hanging out and they're always taking pictures together at their houses.
Like celebrity girls?
Yes.
How fun.
But I hear it's quite bad.
Oh, it's so bad. I watched the first episode thinking...
With those names.
How could this be bad? Oh my God. It's so bad. Basically, they're in a world where Korea is sending astronauts into space. But like to be grounded in reality, it's not Korea's NASA or CASA or whatever you call it. It's... They're like borrowing.
CASA, that's a Korean American Students Association.
Exactly.
But like, also the Astronauts Association.
Borrowing a Russian spaceship and like an American astronaut is the captain and they're like zooming into space.
Oh
and
my God.
He's doing it so that his sister-in-law's egg can merge with her dead brother-in-law's sperm. It is bizarre.
But it has to be in space?
It's so bizarre. It's just very weird. So if anyone's thinking about trying that one, I would avoid at all costs. You know, like I try to go to these dramas, but it always just brings me back to Singles Inferno.
This show is our jam. In fact, I saw an Instagram message that one of our listeners sent and she's like, you guys thrive on this show. Like clearly you can hear the excitement in our voice.
This is where we live.
Yeah.
We live.
We need more of this. Every 3 months, yes. We need a Singles Inferno.
So happy to be here. Episode 3, we've got some pretty jam-packed episodes, so let's get into it. Before we get going, you know, one of the things our fans really love is our nicknames for these cast members.
Right.
I'd say, you know, I mentioned last week, unlike previous seasons, people are just less distinguishable in the season so far. So I don't know. No nicknames have really stood out to me for any of our people.
But did you feel... that by this episode, by episode 4, you start to figure out some of their...
quirks.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm also now learning their names.
Ah.
And so now I'm actually kind of thinking about them as people instead of nicknames.
Well, but to our credit, even Yook, yes, Stringy Hair, at one point had to write their names on his hands.
Yes.
And he said himself, he's like, your names are all so similar.
Yook's name is Junso. Barista Boss name is Jeongsu.
Barista Boss is Jeongsu, exactly.
Yes.
There's a G and it's Chong, whereas Yook is Chun.
Chun. And then they both start with Su. S.
Yes. Yeah. It is confusing.
I cannot.
And a lot of the girls are like Haejin, Xian. They sound Chion. There's a lot of Chis.
Right.
Yujin.
Yes. Oof. That's why Minseol is actually kind of the one that I can actually remember.
That sticks out. Minseol and Arin.
And Arin, yes. And also, because we see a lot of Stringy Hair, Yook, and a lot of Barista Boss, those two names are, like, I've just
got
to go with
it. Well, we got the Stringy Boss and the Barista Boss. We got the Stringy Hair and the Barista Boss. So they're taken care of.
Yes. We also have Slightly Tan Girl.
Slightly Tan, plus 3 at Sephora.
She's what, Ji-yeon?
Pae-ji-yeon.
Yes. Haejin, we have with the aggressive veneers. Here are some ideas for Haejin's nickname. I'm going to run them by you. She's just got those massive
I just
white
have her
teeth.
As horse teeth in my notes, but you tell
tough.
Me what yours
That's
are.
Tough.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, also, it's really difficult because these are all physical characteristics.
Yes.
And I feel like as women, you know, we don't want to be criticizing all of those parts of these women, but those are aggressive teeth.
Aggressive. So I have chiclets.
Chiclets.
I have snazzy nibblers, sizzle snappers, tender tusks. That's my favorite. So I don't know. We can pick out one of those. Or we could call her just Haejin. Haejin with the teeth. I don't know.
Chiclet Haejin.
Chiclet Haejin. And then Xian is very, I mean, she's just the number one gal. So I think it's easy enough
Xian is easy to remember. Yujin.
Oh.
She's our dancer.
Right, Yujin.
I mean, we could call her the ring.
Yes. After this episode with the swing.
Oh, yeah. We've got things to talk about.
I mean, that's a warning to just not get drunk on these shows. Or in life.
Or do it. You know what I mean? Like, just YOLO.
I mean, she definitely made this.
Oh, that was like a death wish.
You know, half nicknames, half not. But now we've done the rundown. We start episode 3. We have two more matches and two of the original bros get to go back to paradise. So stringy hair, Yook, he goes with Minsol, and barista boss Jongsu goes with Chompers Haejin. Haejin with the Chompers.
I like Chompers.
Chompers, yeah.
Chompers. Okay. This is really visual.
Yes. Poor slightly tan chick Jion has to stay back on her own by herself. This makes me like her more because she has like a pretty good attitude about it. She's not too down on herself. So I don't know. Jion, slightly tan chick is growing on me. The dates are kind of whatever. Stringy hair. We find out Minsol is very young.
23. And she's a sportscaster, which I think is a very unique career. I mean, we've seen a lot of announcers, as they call them.
Yeah.
News announcers.
I was going to say, it feels like announcers is like a career choice that a lot of these pretty young women are going for. It's like the new flight attendant. You know, like the pretty girls used to want to be the flight attendants on these shows.
In fact, if you watch Korean news, it's like a plastic surgery ad.
Oh, wow.
They look pretty, but clearly so done up. It's like, yeah, I guess if you're not tall enough, then you become a sportscaster or a newscaster rather than becoming a model.
Good for her. She is on Spot TV. My husband says that broadcasts all the NBA games in Korea. So I guess it's kind of a big deal.
Except for the fact that she doesn't know what 7 meters is. I'm not sure if...
Well,
she's like the Saturday caster.
Yeah, exactly. Or she just does like women's softball. It's kind of shameful because I was like, well, you know, we all know like 10 yards. Because we watch football. Yeah. I guess they don't have football there, but still, it's pretty shameful. The only highlight of this paradise date was Minsol's swimsuit.
Blazer. Yes.
She has a black and white swimsuit with a little matching jacket.
Okay, so last week we were talking about how they were sending messages through their swimwear. What was the message here?
Like, I'm a put together career gal.
I'm going to the office.
Yeah, it's giving Eileen Fisher for Target.
Wow, that was so accurate. Yes.
Right?
I know. Yes. Right. Because it's like classy looking, but like the material is probably not that great.
Well, it has to be waterproof. Yeah. But it has like a little lining. Like, did her grandmother make this for her? Like, honestly, I'm obsessed and I need to know more about this jacket. She also wears later on in the log game.
Yep, I know. The tutu skirt.
And a mock turtleneck long sleeve. Like, these are all firsts.
Yeah. I'm concerned.
We're seeing a lot. I want...
Where is she getting this stuff?
Yes. I hope she
Underwater.
Everything underwater. It looks like White House Black Market.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Swimsuit edition.
A little bit, yes.
I want her to go to paradise every day because I need to see this entire swimsuit collection. Like, I need to see what else she's got. And these are her best pieces, right? Like, you're going to bring your best ones up.
I mean, the first paradise swim and you're wearing a jacket.
And you're indoors. So it's not like it's cold.
Right.
It's insane.
And then she had her hair down. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't typically put it up in a ponytail. It was almost giving, like, I don't want you near me.
It was giving, I'm here for an interview vibes.
Right.
Like, where's her portfolio? Okay, so I mean, like, that literally was the highlight of that date. However, she comes out of that.
Oh, she's obsessed with this guy.
She is all in. Eggs in that basket. She wants to brush his hair at night. Like, she is into him.
I found, though, she was not that attractive to me initially. And then I thought she sort of looks like Son Ye-jin, Hyunbin's wife from Crash Landing on You.
But like a real poor man's version, like the Squid Game version. Like, slap me in a subway. Son Ye-jin is next level.
But that, yes, I mean, but they have a similar vibe.
Yes. And I think also she's got teeth on her. Like, I know her teeth aren't like chompers.
Yeah.
But she's also got teeth on her. It's very distracting. Speaking of teeth, the other date that we've got is chompers, Hye-jin, and barista boss, Chung-soo. She's also young. She is 25. And she's
a model. Wah, wah, wah.
That's just our automatic model sound.
Also, do you think she got that surgery where her mouth turns up? Because she and Tae-yo both have that little like turned up mouth. And that's a surgery they do, you know, where like cut it so it goes up.
Like the Joker?
Yeah, like the Joker.
She's got a little bit going on. Like we're not sure what's going on. She's a model. They just kind of giggle. Barista Boss does his moves on her again. The same kind of moves that he had on Xi'an. He does like the gentlemanly nonsense. Yeah. He cuts her meat. We know this is a pet peeve of mine. Girl can cut her own meat.
Yes.
This is not romantic.
But he's a smooth operator.
Those are the two dates we get up front in Paradise.
I have no notes. Not in a good way.
Oh, that slapped.
Yeah.
No, nothing. So you're like, okay, I'm like kind of over Paradise for, and it's only episode 3.
And also because the same guys went.
Yes. We're not learning that much new about anybody else at this point. So they get on their helicopters. They all come back. Everybody reunites. And now they're all on Inferno together. The women do a download. It does seem like there's a lot of overlap on the women and their interests with these different men. And they're all kind of like sizing each other up. And then it's bing bong bing. We get a log game. This is a game where the women have to cross a log over the pool. The men are standing along the log in their swimsuits.
Shirtless, might I add.
Shirtless. Oiled up also. So the game is these girls have to cross the logs. But in order to cross, they have to like basically shimmy across these men. And there's a lot of front-on-front crotch skimming.
Skinship. Oh, yeah. A lot of boob grazing.
A lot of, like, shoulder grabbing.
Yep.
These men's shorts logs are rising as these ladies skim by them. I'm shocked the girls could even pass by them with all the boners sticking out.
Oh, God.
My God. It must have just been, like, getting stabbed in the leg as you're getting across. I was like, it's little boner turnstiles. You know, at like the subway.
They should have just been holding onto the boner to get past.
I mean, those are the stiffest things there on that log.
Oh, that's good. Did you see that thing where the guy who voices Mufasa? Have you seen these?
James Earl Jones?
No. The recent Mufasa movie.
Oh, I haven't watched the live action one.
He goes through Jennifer Hudson's, like he's on her show, her talk show.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she has a kind of galley way where her team does the song. And
to like welcome them into the show, right?
And he's like dancing. And his schlong is pretty aggressive. But people have been watching that entrance like over and over again. And then you have all these memes of guys who are like, why is that song? Why is that song playing nonstop?
Just schlong song. Schlong la long long song. For me, the highlight of the log game was, I think Yujin goes first. She gets to Tae-hwan.
Oh, I mean, that was a highlight. Tae-hwan, in every single crossing, he's like the, you know, that blow up thing in front of car dealerships where he's so like bending his entire body. I think it looked definitely like his boner was getting in the way and he was like, please don't touch it. Please do not touch it.
It's going to explode. I'm going to get jizz all over this pool. They're going to have to drain it. Like, can you just give me space? Give me space. And so as a result, he's like pushing these women away.
Right.
And his face also looks like he's jizzing. I mean, it's...
He's also like 18 or something. So he probably is. It's just out of control.
Pure comedy. Like a gust of wind would have done it, you know? So after all the hijinks, Xi'an ends up winning the log game. This girl is here to play. She is not here to waste time. She's not like gingerly walking across. That girl like sped
across.
She's like
practically pushing the men down.
Yes.
And she wins a dessert date with anyone she wants.
And she picks
Junseo, stringy hair.
I was surprised.
Which was a shock. I think everybody was shocked by that because she already had two men who courted her to paradise. And it looked like she was leaning more towards our barista boss, Chung-Soo. And then out of the blue, she picks the guy who is right now the front runner.
Oh, yeah. Everyone seems to really love him. So stringy hair and her come together. I really love this pick because her point is, I haven't talked to him yet. Like, why shouldn't I talk to this guy?
Yeah, I feel like the strategy to pick somebody so early on and claim him as your own is a real disservice to yourself. You came here to meet everybody.
Yeah, but you got to do it the right way because we're going to see later. If you do it the wrong way, you really screw yourself. They actually have a really good conversation. They're really cute together. Stringy hair is clearly thinking about Yujin still. He's like, I don't know why she's not like meeting my eye. She's been very awkward since we came back. I think she might be mad at me that I went to paradise. So we've got like uncertainty there.
One thing he said, I think she asked him, what do you think about yourself and how you present yourself or something like that? And then he says, oh, I'm mushike. And the translation was, oh, I'm serious, which is actually not the translation. Mushike is what you say when someone's like uncultured and... I mean, uncultured would be maybe like the best translation. Somebody who just is uncouth a little bit. So I also like him because he's in some ways doesn't take himself very seriously. He's humble.
He might have like self.
He's got some self-esteem issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that makes us like him more.
Right.
Following this, we get everybody together around a fire pit. Everybody was told to put chocolates in mailboxes for the people that they were interested in. They get the boxes. They open up their chocolates one by one. Everybody starts counting their chocolates in front of everybody. Surprisingly, Aden gets 4 chocolates.
Shocking.
She might be the sleeper here. But of course, instead of being like, oh my God, I got 4, she's super curious to know who didn't
give it to her.
Like, girl, focus. Just be happy.
I was also shocked that Taehwan, boner bro, got 2.
Yeah.
And then he said he was expecting 3.
This guy.
Right. These people.
Minzo gets 1, has a good attitude about it. She's like, I'm happy to get 1. Like, she just has a good attitude.
Yeah, and right Minzo attitude. Is our sportscaster.
Yes, sportscaster. Right?
Okay. Haejin and Jion are +3 Sephora tan girl. They both get 1.
So everybody seems to be going to Arin and seems to be going to Xian because Xian also gets 4. And then we start getting the questions. It's like a truth or dare. You can say the truth or you, if you don't want to, you start drinking. So what do we find out in this game? We find out who is all in. Minzol is all in on stringy hair. She's kind of shocked, in fact, when she point blank asks him if he wants to go to paradise with someone new. And he says yes.
Well, okay, so do you think it'd be a better strategy if he had taken the drink at that point so he doesn't hurt her feelings?
I think it's a way to...
temper.
Draw a line.
Right.
Because he's not saying who he wants to go with, but just somebody new. I think in every different case, people should have drank when they actually talked. I don't think people drank. And then some people who drank should have actually talked.
Right. Like our Kuk Tong Ho.
Yes. The other person who is all in is Teo. He loves Xian.
Yes. His strategy is, I found the one. I don't care about anyone else. I don't want to get to know anybody else. And I'm laser focused.
He says he doesn't even care about all the other chocolates he got.
And he got 3.
He's being very clear to her. It's fun to watch. He's also kind of like pulled back a little bit. Don't you feel like he was chiller this episode?
He was chiller. I think he recognized that Xian is interested in our barista boss, Chung-Soo. And he noticed that the two of them were chatting at the fire. And I think he's like, this is what he effectively says to her later on, is like, you know, I'm putting my best foot forward. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. It's such a mature approach.
Green flag all the way on this
guy. I know. We had some misgivings about him last week, but I'm definitely getting on his side.
He really shines at the fire chat. Who was playing it wrong? Yujin, the dancer, is totally playing it wrong.
Well, okay, so she is also obsessed with Chunsa, our stringy hair.
But she's playing it off like she's not.
And he has mentioned to other people, she won't look me in the eye. She won't approach me. I thought, oh, we'd have some connections since we went to paradise together. But she's like refusing to acknowledge me. And then she's doing this kind of psycho bitch thing where she's like, oh, I'm going to try to make you jealous. she talks to other people right when he's next to her. And this is backfiring.
100%.
Bad time.
I feel her though. When I feel awkward with somebody, I actually do also try to like, my go-to is avoid. Mm. Especially I feel like, you know, I mean, obviously it's been a long time, but like when it's a romantic thing, just avoid. So I felt that with her. Like she almost didn't know what to do.
Right.
And then she gets really drunk.
She didn't know what to do. So she got drunk and then became the girl from The Ring and maniacal laughter.
Like hair in front of her face.
But honestly, the editors did her dirty.
Oh, yeah. The swing part.
Because they just showed like the quarter of her forehead. And all you see is the hair swinging wildly and her going. And I swear they sped up the swinging.
But what you definitely see is the people that were drinking near her.
Yeah. And yeah.
They were kind of mean.
They were mean. They ignored her.
They were like, oh, what's wrong with her? Is she okay?
I think you're right that she was feeling a little awkward. So she's like, well, everybody's talking to somebody. So there's this swing available. Let me just go have fun and pretend almost as if like everything's fine. I'm okay.
Yeah.
But then it came across a little bit like, oh my God, what a crazy girl. And it was very mean girl behavior for, mean I guess soul. It's not really the yeah. girl's responsibility to go up with to her. But none of the guys even went up and were like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Like to make What's her feel on? Like clearly she was feeling uncomfortable.
Yes.
I think Minsol, she had just heard from her obsession, stringy hair. He was like, oh, she's not the person I thought she was. And yeah. so Minsol sees that as, oh, it's my chance.
Yep.
And so if she can not make her look bad, but be like, is something wrong with her? Is she okay? In front of stringy hair. It's quite a fall from grace. She, I feel like, was one of the popular ones.
Yeah, from the very beginning, I think first instinct, everyone's like, she's very bubbly. She smiles a lot. I don't know if there's coming back from this. So if there's a lesson to be learned, as we have mentioned many times on this podcast, do not get drunk at work events. Mm-mm. Do not get drunk on a reality dating show.
Never be the drunkest one. The other person playing it all wrong is barista boss Chungsu. To this point, he's been to 2 Paradise dates, and those 2 hotties came back from Paradise super into him.
Also obsessed.
But we also know that he's a smooth operator, and that's kind of what they like about him. So it backfires because he comes back, and then these 2 girls start comparing notes. So everything that he did to make them feel super special, these girls realize, I'm not so special after all.
I mean, okay, but here's my thing about that. Boy is consistent. That will pay off in the long run, right? Like hopefully that's his character. He's yes. not like playing from a playbook and doing the exact same thing because he's like, oh, I'm trying to play you. But it's like, but this is who he is.
I think so.
He's considerate.
You think though that it's because he actually likes you. And so you don't feel like he actually likes you for you and treats you nicely. He wouldn't have said or done the same things to right. another girl if he actually liked you that
I
much.
Mean, I mean, it's a very fine line because mm-hmm. on the flip side, if he's out there doing this to all the women, then you'd be like, okay, what? What the fuck?
Yeah.
But you also want someone who's like, oh, this is his character right. and shows.
He's not fake.
Yeah.
He's asked at the fireside how many chocolates he put into mailboxes. And he says 4.
This guy. Also, they show a clip of him before the whole like chocolate putting in. He said, so can I put it in every single person's?
You know, when Xian does it, you're like, oh, Xian's here to play the game. She should meet everybody. When he does it, you're like, oh, player. He literally gets booed. Chicklets booze
right.
him.
Oh, right. Chicklets uh-huh. are chompers.
Chompers. He gets asked who he wants to go to paradise with.
Yeah, and this is when he should have taken the drink.
Yes. We were yelling at the TV, take their drink instead. And it's like a long pause. He thought about it. He says, Eugen. And it just kind of also comes out of nowhere. So he's clearly like just playing the game and the girls are all figuring it out. Later, and this is why he's really playing it wrong, he goes to explain himself to Xian.
Yeah, so then he's saying to her, you know, I just wanted to like get to know other people, but really you're my top pick. But what do you think he should have done?
Right.
Because he knows Xian is a little irked by this whole situation. What would have been the gentlemanly move?
Right, because he says his way of being considerate was not to pick her in front of everyone else, to give her a chance with all the other guys. Like he doesn't want to like claim his territory yet. I think he should have taken a drink. He's no mystery about him.
Yeah, right. He put it all out on the table.
If he had just stayed a little bit more mum, the girls would be like still interested.
Or some hope.
sometimes you try to fix things and it just makes it worse. And this was one of those cases.
Yeah. So barista boss and our Eugene, our dancer, have had a real fall from grace. They were the top two, really.
Yeah. And now, I mean, maybe they should end up with each other because nobody else is going to want them, right?
True.
I thought Dong Ho, Camel Boy, also kind of played things wrong. Adin goes around the fireplace being like, did you pick me? Did you not pick me? Who was it? Who was it? Who doesn't like me here? She says she only picked one person. And when she's asked who it is, she says in front of everybody, she picked Dong Ho. And then Dong Ho is asked who he wants to go to paradise with. And he takes a drink.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It was weak. What is he waiting for? Yeah. Why is he playing coy? Nobody likes you, bro.
She's the only person. Well, he got two chocolates. I'm curious. Who was the other one?
Eugene.
Oh, Eugene.
Because now Eugene knows String of Hair doesn't like her. She's falling on back on Dong Ho.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He says later to her, again, comes back kind of crawling, apologizing, says it was too personal. He didn't want to say it in front of everyone. She tells him straightforward, you cut me off and it hurt my feelings.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her. But then he goes, oh, yeah, actually, I don't really want to know Eugene after the campfire. And I was like, also, that's a red flag to me. So wishy-washy.
If anything happens between these two, it will solely be because of Adin and taking charge and getting what she wants. Who is turning their fortunes around? Taewon.
Oh.
Boy, is it a 180 from the Bonerville on La.
Yeah, that's right. Gave him some confidence.
Yes.
He tells Jian, the tan girl, that he's been into her.
Jian, to this point, slightly tan girl, has really had nobody interested in her. She had to eat dinner the night before by herself.
It's like Boobs McGee from last season.
She'll take any attention at this point, right?
Yeah. She's got a banging body, though.
Gorge. And like a great personality.
I know. She seems really nice.
There was another like slightly tan woman maybe two seasons ago who also nobody really went. She That's never got to go to paradise.
There's something. There's a prejudice towards tan women on this show.
She's so bronzed but you know and what? Beautiful.
They got Dex. She's got Dex. Dex will
sweep her off this show. Yeah.
Lap you up.
He's going to fly in his helicopter. I know. And
he's
save
like,
her.
I'll go in and put in the chocolate for you.
Yes.
Love that. And then, I also find this to be really funny because Chion was really impressed that Taewon knew her name. But I was like, Chion is the most common name ever.
Is it?
I have so many friends named Chion. So it's like not a difficult name for him to remember. But anyway.
I mean, you're grasping for any compliment and any attention on this inferno. You're going to take it.
Yeah. And he got her kimchi, which was also smooth operator move.
She says her ideal type is a Siberian husky. Don't know what this means.
He seems
good in the cold. Mismatching eye color. I don't know. Anyway, he doesn't seem husky-like at all.
No, not at all. He's the complete opposite of a husky.
He's like a chihuahua.
He gets a boner with the wind drafting towards him. He's not going to be good in the cold.
And finally, who is playing it right? Xian.
Oh, Xian, for sure. And I think Tao.
Stringy hair.
Junzo.
He's also playing it right. But he's actually not playing.
He's just himself, which I think ultimately is what serves you well on this show. Just be straightforward. Don't be cagey. But also know when to be mysterious. Also, I saw a clip of him when he was on a reality show. This was a reality show where different units of the military come together and they do some kind of challenge, right? Yeah. And he became really popular from that and had really short hair. It was very handsome. And I guess they were questioning whether his nose was real.
On the show,
you know, Koreans. So then he's lifting up his nose like a little piggy to show like, look, it's moving. It's real. I've seen a clip of him since this show. And I think he's had work done.
Oh, no.
He just looks like an AI.
No.
Something's off.
Why? Okay. So that was the campfire. Lots of action. Just when you think you're like, oh, my God, what more can happen?
Bong, bong, bong.
The women are all whisked to paradise. At least this season, all the women get to go to paradise at least one time. Maybe not on a date, but they got to see it. New man. Because we have 5 men right now and 6 women.
Yes.
So there's one missing.
When he walks in, everyone goes,
but open toe leather sandals. Get out of here, guy. Get your sandals and get out. These sandals are cinched at the toes.
But let me ask you.
Cinched at the toes like a flip-flop with an ankle strap. Come on. And a little platform. Come on.
Okay, so but what are you expecting them to wear on the beach?
Well, so first of all, we are in paradise. We are in Seoul. We do not need to wear leather cinched sandals. He was getting
prepared to go to Inferno.
Oh. We see his face and the women start clapping. I clapped.
You did?
I was just happy to see like a hunky, broad-shouldered guy.
Hong Sung-bo, yes.
What is this name? He looked really good coming in.
These names are going
to
be hard.
I know. The girls are lined up on the couch like they're here for a casting call to be like this guy's pick. But it turns out they're not the one here for the casting call. They're the judges because we get another guy.
An Jung-hoon, who has even broader shoulders than that guy. And his jeans are unbuttoned.
What?
In this photo shoot he was doing.
Oh, yes.
I was like, what was the point? Why does he have to be unbuttoning his jeans?
The photo shoots of these three guys.
Oh, my God.
Stark difference.
These bodies.
Barely clothed. Yeah. And just when you think, oh, okay, we got two more, we get a third guy.
Dun, dun, dun. Kwon Ki-ha, cute face, not so cute body, no. But like sexy body.
Super sexy. Just thirst traps, all three.
Yeah.
They are brought in as like clearly the ringers. You need to have a strong force come in as this like ringer guy and also the ringer girl. And they did it with these three. So the twist
is they get one-on-ones for 10 minutes with each man and then they vote. And only one gets to join Singles Inferno.
The two are thrown away and sent home. So we don't know by the end of the episode who gets chosen as the one man that gets to rejoin them on Inferno. But the women are all very excited.
And all of these guys are so different than the guys on Inferno currently that it's gonna up the ante.
And those who have fallen from grace or those who maybe didn't get very much interest or maybe kind of settling.
This is your second chance.
This might be it. So I ended the episode super optimistic for everybody. Like, this is going to be great. I think in the preview, we also see that a woman joins.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. This show is so incredible at its creative twists. Every season, something new happens.
So, yeah, that was episodes 3 and 4. The only other thing I wrote down is Minsol and Stringy Hair are coming back from their date. And Minsol's bag is so heavy.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Let me see. Where are my notes on that? This guy is a former UDT guy. He couldn't even handle another bag.
He got airsick in the helicopter. But aren't you supposed to be like rappelling and jumping out of helicopters?
No, so UDT stands for underwater demolition. So I think they're similar like to Marines. The Navy SEALs.
I see. So he's
but even still, he's in water and that makes you sick.
He's a seaman.
But.
A seaman. Seaman. Get it?
To be fair, I get motion sickness very easily and it disables you. So I will give him a little bit of grace there. But it was a little bit humiliating to see him like struggling with the bag.
With his leather sandals flip-flopping around. But also I was like, that bag actually though really did look heavy. I'm like, what does she have in there?
Well, she's got her wetsuit, her
jackets,
her sopping wet jacket.
She's got her Crest white strips for those.
Oh my gosh.
Chiclets, tubs of kimchi. Who knows what she's got in there, but it looked very heavy.
Which of the new guys do you think is going to end up?
I'm not going to lie. I looked at the preview and they show the feet. No. I looked at the preview.
It shows the feet. So it's got to be the sandals.
It's definitely sandals. It's cinched sandals guy. Although he was my favorite one out of all three. The first guy who came in.
Yeah. I definitely did not like the second guy because of his face too much.
Yeah.
Third guy, unfortunately, I don't remember what he looks like. So the first one really made the impression. Because I think sometimes being the first is the right tactic.
I already was just like my excitement already. Like I was so depleted of just excitement from the first one and then the second one that by the third one, I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah,
anymore.
All I saw were the unbuttoned jeans.
Yes. Okay, marry, F, kill. Who would you marry?
I think I would marry Xian.
Okay,
A pretty popular girl.
Yes.
I like her. There's something about her that's very playful, calm.
She's well-rounded.
Yeah.
She can cross a log really fast.
Yeah. I like the hustle.
She knows she's pretty, but doesn't rely on it too much.
By the way, did you know she was an ex-idol trainee
Oh, really?
And, you know, when they talk about their professions, I wish they would talk about these kinds of things. Like,
right.
Yeah, I used to be an ex-idol trainee. Also, Tae-o.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
No.
So, of course, on TikTok, this woman, this white woman was traveling in Korea and she said she didn't want to eat alone. So she went on one of those food tours.
Okay.
And Tae-o was her tour guide.
No.
So she has all of this video of him and she said he was very playful and very like fun.
He would be so good at that.
He would be so good.
Yes. I love a good food tour. A walking food tour in a new city.
Yes. So that's who I would marry. Who would you marry?
I'm kind of into Tae-o still.
Yep. He's your type.
He's my type. And he's also just shown himself to not be actually as obnoxious as before.
Green flags all the way.
F.
I'm not saying this just to be controversial, but I think I would F Tae-won.
Yeah, you could whip that boy into shape. I mean, like, that guy hasn't touched a woman ever. Let's be real.
Yeah, you could really tell him what to do.
Yes.
And he would do it.
That, like, false confidence he's got?
Yeah, it's all for show.
Well, with Tae-won, you'd need to, like, do all the work because that guy has no core strength.
That is true. But he just has the longest boner.
Such a long boner. And then kill. Ooh, so many kills this
week. So many. I mean, we both said Kook Dong-ho.
No. Did we say Kook Dong-ho? I thought we said Tae-won.
Oh, did we say Tae-won?
Yeah.
It probably was between the two. Mm-hmm. This week, I will say Yujin. She's giving a little psychotic energy.
She is, but it comes from like such a place of insecurity.
I know.
It's so hard. I want to kill Barista Boss.
Mm. Yeah.
Not playing this game right. Like, it's a real failure to get two girls to really fall in love with you and not manage to manage that situation at all and like immediately have no prospects. And I don't like the meat cutting. Don't cut my meat.
But I bet Korean girls love that.
I know. It's such an infantilization.
It is.
Ugh. Anyway. Okay.
I want you to cook my meat.
Truly. He does give Shion sesame seeds in her lunch. Again, that kind of like doting nonsense. It's like she can shake her own sesame seeds into her bowl. Right. He shakes the sesame seeds for her into her soup.
Right.
You don't know how much sesame seeds I want.
Yeah.
You're not a pepper grinder.
That's just not the kind of woman.
Sizzler. Like, tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop. Like, no.
When I think that's the kind of woman he likes, though. He wants one that wants to be taken care of.
Right. And clearly these women are looking for that kind of man, but don't sesame bay my soup. I can do it myself, you know? Okay. That was Singles Inferno episodes 3 and 4. We've got 5 and 6 coming up. We've got a new man. We've got a new woman. We've got probably more leather sandals.
Bow, chick, bow, bow.
We cannot wait. Thank you for joining us this week. We hope you have a great week and we will talk to you then.
Bye.
Hello. Pandang Gao Feng Wang Gu Xiao Huang Xiao Wali Chang He Chu Chuan Lai To Ling Sheng 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 Chuan Jing Kan.